Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 21st day of March, and ending on Sunday, the 27th day of March. Well, will it go out like a lamb? I don't know. Not that week, anyway, because we have an event taking place, which is Mars in Aquarius square to Uranus in Taurus, and that comes in Tuesday, ruining the otherwise beautiful aspects of Tuesday. It comes in at 4:44 p.m., and that is one of those times when volatility can be on the increase, and sudden behaviors and even geophysical events, but there'll be stuff in the news about this Mars square Uranus in Taurus. So, of course, we're watching the world, and I will tell you that the eclipse workshop that I did for the Actual Friends of Astrology last night, it was Friday night, and I'm recording on Saturday, was very enlightening, and a lot of the things that I did speak about were in the news already the next morning. So supposed to be provided with a shareable link, and I will be facilitating your getting that for a very small fee, because everybody else had to pay some sort of a donation to hear it, but it's quite phenomenal. And I'm saying this because of the Mars square Uranus and Taurus. And obviously, I was going to use the charts of a lot of things that are in the news now, including Putin and the Ukraine and the president of the Ukraine. Lots of stuff. The Republican Party, Biden, and just a lot of interesting information came up. So, to begin Monday, the 21st, we have the beginning of that coming square with the Scorpio moon squaring Mars and then opposing Uranus. 7:17 a.m. is when the moon square Mars. Never a fine thing to see. Very emotional and very disturbing conflicts. 7:17 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time is going to be sleepy time for the rest of the people, maybe out west. But if you're getting up that morning, this is not the morning to tackle anything that's controversial with anyone. And then there is a big shocking surprise, perhaps at 8:58 a.m. Can be really an issue of upsetting the control that the moon in Scorpio likes to have. Maybe financial issues, but maybe values. So that's a tricky time. And then the moon squares Venus in Aquarius until 12:34 p.m. So this isn't as volatile, but it is as frustrating for Scorpio moon, because Venus in Aquarius loves freedom and isn't going to be contained, even for its own good, so to speak. Here's your good aspect time frame for Monday. It starts after the square to Venus, and it is a moon trine Jupiter in Pisces until 8:09 p.m. Now, that is super psychic time, super creative time, also uplifting feelings, and maybe understanding more about what's going on in your life or in the world, in your relationships. We've come off a full moon, as we know. That was a relationship marker, you know. And then we get the moon in Scorpio trine Mercury in Pisces until 10:26 p.m. So we have our conversations and our meetings in the afternoon, and we're doing much better than in the earlier part of Monday. There is a square to Saturn in Aquarius that comes in after the Mercury trine, and that's till close to midnight Eastern time, Monday, and then the moon goes again, super psychic, very creative, as it trines Neptune, 3:26 a.m. And Tuesday morning is a good time. It was Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, for you to get some of the mundane things done that you need to get done, because the moon in Scorpio is sextil its ruler Pluto, Scorpio, in Capricorn until 12:01 p.m. So need to talk to an authority, need some information that will help you financially, need to talk to your tax accountant, you know. Well, these are all good times for that kind of thing. A void of course moon, I have found last week, I took that void of course Leo day, went out and did all my errands without a hitch. It was fabulous. So a void of course Scorpio moon is with us after the sextil to Pluto until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So this is a fairly decent time. And we'd have a fabulous time when 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the moon entered Sagittarius, if it wasn't for that pesky Mars square Uranus experience. It's not a great time to be on the roads, you know, so that's like from 3 to 5 p.m., which is not a time when a lot of people are going to be on the roads, right? So just keep that in mind. Because the rest of this is the moon's trine to the sun in Aries. So that comes in at 7, and that's the harmony of the lights. So too bad we didn't have that all afternoon without the threat of the volatile, surprising actions of the Mars square Uranus energy. But there it is. So after this, after 7-ish on the eastern coast, we have moon going sextil Mars in Aquarius. So you've got a good evening. And that is also a good morning on Wednesday. That is a sextil coming in at 1:12 p.m. Eastern. And we have another kind of a strange thing happening. Strange because it's Mercury in Pisces, conjunction Neptune in Pisces, until 1:44 p.m. And that is, you know, is it real or is it not real? And am I, you know, in the spell of great spiritual awareness, or am I under the influence of something? It's, you know, at least it's brief, but it's been coming in all morning and, you know, a little bit from the day before. So there's a lot of strange stuff being said out there, which is not unusual anymore. Moon in Sag is going sextil Venus in Aquarius until 7:30 p.m. in Eastern time. So apart from that little blip with Mercury, you have more good energy coming on Wednesday. But after that, we may be going overboard with a Sag moon square Jupiter in Pisces until midnight Wednesday into Thursday morning, because, you know, we may feel like we're going to be overspending and stuff, but also it's a frustration aspect for moon in Sag, really, I think, because Jupiter in Pisces is not dynamic and reliable sometimes, and the square aspect of a moon that wants to get there and get there fast and hit the bullseye, you know, is having a little frustration. Fortunately, Jupiter rules Sag, so there's a little bit of understanding, but it's still frustrating. And it can also be that some travel, long-distance travel, is having a problem because of an expanded water experience, like lots of rain or lots of flooding or something like that. From midnight to a little after 3 in the morning, things will settle down if you happen to be in that travel issue, because the moon in Sag will sextil Saturn in Aquarius. And so that's a time when you can be realistic about plans and the future and stuff. But Thursday the 24th, as we get up that day, we've had the moon square to Neptune overnight. 6:30 a.m. is when it completes, and then the moon squares Mercury in Pisces until 9 a.m. Eastern time. So it is, until then, the clarity, again, is still not there for that, wanting to get there, moon in Sag. Be a difficult time with travel again or getting right information. Void of course moon. Moon in Sagittarius, void of course. Good time to get out there and do things again until about, it's close to 6 p.m. when the moon enters Capricorn. So, again, as I say, take those void of course moons and do your best with it. Because nothing is impeding the Sag moon. Then we will have the moon square, moon in Capricorn, square the sun in Aries. And that will be coming in after the moon enters Capricorn and until 1:37 a.m. on Friday. Now that's taking us into the fourth quarter. So guess what we're going to be talking about next week? We're going to have a new moon coming in. So this is the last quarter, and as you know, this is when you are going to be rethinking everything. And what is authentic? What do I really want? What have I got to clear up and clean up now? And with the Capricorn moon and the sun in Aries, in the outer world, you can be having issues about who's the boss? Who's in charge of this expedition? Moon in Capricorn really likes to be respected. You know, it's like an instinctive place of, wanting to be at the top of the mountain. And, of course, the sun in Aries is the leader. I mean, who could doubt that? So that's not an easy time in relationship land. Friday, we get a good time. Yay, Friday the 25th, moon trine Uranus and Taurus until 3:16 p.m. So whatever changes or things you're looking at implementing, this is a good time. And then the moon goes sextile Jupiter and Pisces for the rest of the Friday experience and until Saturday at close to 4 a.m. Eastern time. So you'll actually have a softening of the edges, hard edges of a Capricorn moon, and there'll be enjoyment of some of the more, music and candlelight and, a little bit more romantic energy, but also, enjoying the creative and for some the spiritual experience. Getting up Saturday morning, we've had moon in Pisces get a little bit more grounded in a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn until 6:35 a.m. And then we are getting up with the moon in Capricorn sextile Neptune. And that's similar, not quite the same, not as jovial perhaps as the sextile to Jupiter, but the sextile to Neptune in Pisces is also a soft energy for Saturday morning until a little after 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Now this, you've heard me say many times because it happens every month. The moon in Capricorn joins Pluto in Capricorn for Saturday until 6:04 p.m. Eastern time. So this is, it can be good if you are working on practical, mundane projects with somebody who is there to give you great advice about how you may have to change things or how you could transform things for the better or stuff like that. It's not that bad if you're working with somebody in a good way. The thing that it can be, though, is that the moon conjoined to Pluto can become extremely obsessive. And again, the moon is our instinctive reaction and response. So, you know, it can just be a little overblown, the feelings, and that need to be the one that is thought to be the authority on this subject. So that's Saturday day. Moon sextiles Mercury in Pisces, and again, a little bit of softening after that until about 8 in the evening. And then we have void, of course, Capricorn moon until 9 p.m. when the moon enters Aquarius. And it would be nice to be able to experience even more of what's coming in. It's almost 12 hours, I should say, but it is just 20 minutes shy of 12 hours of the moon in Aquarius, sextile the sun in Aries. So this would be a very active, sort of later in the evening on Saturday, and very early in the morning on Sunday. But if you're around talking to people and, you know, you want to really explore the future and some new ideas, and this is a good energy for that. Because, you know, Aries is all about inventing and adventure and getting to something exciting and new. But Sunday it's a down day again, because Moon in Aquarius is going to square Uranus and Taurus for the rest of Sunday until 6:38 p.m. Eastern. And then it's headed for the conjunction to Mars in Aquarius. Not pleasant, not at all. Arguments about the future, arguments about freedom, arguments, period. So just keep that in mind. It's not the great way to end the week, but that's the way it looks. And when we start to talk about next week, which will see a shift of month, Friday we'll have April 1st, and that will be the day of the new moon for the East Coast. And for east of the East Coast, it will come in the night, Pacific time. It'll be 11:24 p.m. on Thursday. So we have that to talk about. And there's some rather difficult aspects to take into account on Monday. The other thing that is going to happen is, where is this? I usually put a little arrow. Maybe it happens. It probably happens. And I didn't mention it because I was rushing. Oh, yeah, it happened. It happened at 3:44 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 27th. Mercury enters Aries. I'm going to need to tell you about that now. That is actually going to be an active, very active mind. You know, your mind may be so active and so intent on running old arguments that you might need white chestnut, buckflower remedy to calm and quiet the mind from being like a little hamster running in the cage. But it's also good if you're trying to think up new things. That's the place to have the Mercury. And yet a lot of conversations may be intense and also maybe about things that are, you know, what should I say? I mean, there is a war taking place somewhere. We all know about it. There's other ones that we're not really looking at right now because of the one that's taking the attention. But I think that this is going to be a lot of what the conversation is going to be about when Mercury is in Aries. But let's hope that there are times, and there will be times, when it's a pleasant and fun time where, you know, again, the exploring of the new ideas or the invention. I will hope for some positive new inventions coming through this Mercury in Aries transit. And Let's see how long we have that for. Mercury in Aries, all the way to April 11th, when it shifts to Taurus, which is a sign where it will return to. Mercury is going to retrograde when it gets to Gemini, and that's in early part of May. So I'll be warning you about that as we get into the last weeks of April. So you'll be prepared, because this Taurus energy goes till the 29th of April, and then you go into Gemini with it. So, Moon in Aries till the 11th of April. Okay, so, wishing you the best. Steer clear of anything while Mars is going square Uranus, and I'll say goodbye for now.